Tucson, Arizona, you'll find a place dubbed the Boneyard. It's a military facility that scraps old airplanes. Across the street from that airbase, though, is a place that capitalizes, in a sense, on the proximity to the site where many planes go on their last flight. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's one of the largest air museums in the world, with about 300 aircraft on display. Scott Marchand says this region of the country is perfect for displaying planes.
The single biggest reason it was selected to be here in Tucson was the soil conditions. The soil out here is very calcified, and when it's dry, it basically sets up like concrete.
And with so many aircraft in Tucson, it's saved on pouring lots of concrete. The Pima Air and Space Museum was organized in the late 1960s. It's a private enterprise that grew from the Air Force's aircraft maintenance and regeneration operation that scraps many older planes.
They were taking one or two interesting airframes, keeping them back from the smelters, and they were lining them up along a road on the north side of the base. And it was sort of locally known as Celebrity Row. Well, by the early 60s, about 63, 64, there were close to 50 airplanes out there of various sizes. And word had come down from the Pentagon that, all right, boys, you had your fun. It's time to clean up and move on with life.
Local leaders approached the Pentagon and proposed the museum that exists today, a place where some of those historic craft could be displayed.
We characterize ourselves as the world's largest non-governmental aviation museum. We have nearly 300 aircraft here. We're an entirely self-supporting private non-profit organization. The only other air museums that have larger collections or more diverse collections than us are all the government entities, the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Pensacola, the Navy Museum, the Smithsonian.
Today, the museum has grown to the point it seems like its own city.
We have close to 90 acres of display yards out here. We've got almost 200,000 square feet of indoor display space.
What is housed here will amaze you, including an Air Force One with some unique modifications for one president. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.